If you want to find an example of an integrated police force, or the beginnings of it anyway, head to Nashville, Tennessee. The city is home to the largest Iraqi Kurdish community in the U.S., and it's where the world's Monica Campbell met Nashville's first Kurdish-American cop.
G.I. Suleiman's day starts with morning roll call.
Officer Arnold, you'll be 15.
Yes, sir.
Officer Suleiman, you'll be 16.
Sir.
Patterson, Suleiman just turned 26. He's kind of lanky. His uniform hangs on him a bit. And he's new to the Nashville police force, just 2 years in.
1138 2nd Avenue North.
I spend the day with him on patrol, and we talk about why he joined the force. He says it goes back to 2006. As the Kurdish community grew in Nashville, a group emerged called the Kurdish Pride Gang, mostly young kids whose parents were war refugees. Suleiman noticed that when the gang brought trouble to his neighborhood, nobody called the police.
I took this job to bridge the gap between not only the Kurdish community, but the Muslim community with the police department. I wanted to be that one guy that makes a difference.
Today, his patrol includes Nashville's toughest neighborhoods. We start by pulling into a gas station with a small grocery store. It's next to a large public housing project.
It's also a hotspot for drug addicts. How you doing, brother?
We meet Alex Saeed, the store manager.
I was born in the United States, but I was raised in Yemen. When I came back to this country, I didn't even know a letter A. Zero.
Yemenis and other Middle Easterners run a lot of convenience and liquor stores around here. It can be dangerous work.
The last few weeks, we have casualties around here, people being getting shot and stuff like that. So
Saeed keeps a tight watch on his shop. He stands on a crate in one aisle and drinks tea from a small glass. He's got a gun on his belt. So do all of his employees. Saeed likes Suleiman, the cop. He's the only officer he knows who's an immigrant and from the Middle East.
Brother Suleiman, knowing that he's Kurdish and Muslim also, make me feel good. He knows my culture and he knows my religions and belief, and I will assume that he respected it because he's carrying the same belief.
Officer Suleiman says Saeed and other Middle Easterners in the neighborhood are some of his best contacts. I ask him how he'd feel patrolling the city's Kurdish area. He says it'd be tricky.
We have a very small community. If something happens, everybody knows about. I mean, then you have to face your community and say, why you arrested this young Kurdish guy? Or why did you do this and why did you do that?
But you have Latino officers who are out in Latino communities.
Yeah, but the Kurdish community is so small. Everybody knows everybody. You can go into a community and say somebody's name and everybody raise their hand and say, yeah, I know him.
Still, he's the only Kurdish-speaking cop here. He says he gets calls from neighbors, Kurdish families, asking for advice about everything from domestic disputes to parking tickets. While I'm with him, though, the only personal call he gets is from his mom.
Negative.
She invites us over to eat. We make a quick visit. Suleiman's parents live in a middle-class area with brick homes and elm trees. In the living room, his father watches the Kurdish news channel. In the 80s, he was a Kurdish Peshmerga fighter. I ask him about the news now. His English is rough, so Suleiman translates.
Yeah, he said, we just want to control our border and defend our land. We're trying to push for independence.
Then dinner, rice and lamb, is served on the floor, traditional style. Suleiman has a quick bite before going back to work. And while he's busy with police work in Nashville, he's thinking a lot about Kurdistan. He visited recently, and his ties to the region are strong, down to his first name, G.I.
G.I. means mountaineer, and that came from my parents being refugees and fleeing northern Iraq, and I was born in the mountain region of Kurdistan.
Suleiman's shift ends at about 10 that night. He shows me something he's mentioned a few times, a Kurdish news report his cousin posted to Facebook. He's watched it over and over. It's about Peshmerga fighters in northern Iraq, wounded in a battle with Islamic State fighters. Suleiman's uncle is in the video. He's a ranking Peshmerga commander.
Yeah, that's my uncle right there. He's been doing this since he was 14. makes us feel proud that he's defended his country and his people.
What if you'd stayed in Kurdistan? Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, I think about that a lot. I mean, I would probably join the Kurdish Peshmerga forces and would probably have been right there beside him.
But he also makes it clear he's very happy here in the U.S., working as a cop, raising two young boys, and trying to keep his community here safer. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Nashville.
We have pictures of Officer Suleiman on the beat at PRI.org.